You're listening to media from University Lutheran Church and Student Center. We are a multi-generational, Jesus-centered community of scripture, faith, and grace located in Tallahassee, Florida, on the campus of Florida State University. To learn more and to get connected to other resources, please visit universitylutheranchurch.org. We hope that the next few moments are a time when God speaks into your life by the power of His Holy Spirit about His Son, Jesus Christ.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, the Holy Three in One, who has come to bring us Christ, a voice worth listening to. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, it used to be that my sermon illustrations would be like hip and would be sort of like college student oriented. And the more and more I become, the more and more I get older, my illustrations are kind of fitting more into that realm of being a dad. And so that's how we're going to start off this morning. So throughout this reanimated series, what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to find some sermon illustrations to start getting our mind in the right place. And I'm trying to find them specifically from animated things. And that's where the dad thing fits in, because we're going to start off with an animated show that a lot of you, if you are kids that are under probably the age of college students, and some of you that are maybe more like parent age know, and that is the show Bluey. So Bluey is a great show. Don't get me wrong. If you are not in that demographic, you definitely need to watch Bluey. Probably even more, because like when you watch Bluey as a parent, you just feel bad about how bad of a parent you are. There's a episode of Bluey, though, that I think really fits in with what Jesus is saying here in John 10. And in this episode of Bluey, Bluey's younger sister, Bingo, is at the top of the stairs. And Bingo's at the top of the stairs, and she calls out, and she says, "Mom!" And at the bottom of the stairs, where Bingo can't see it, you see Bluey's dad, Bandit. And Bandit knows that Chili, the mom, is not around. And so what Bandit does is he says, "Yes!" And Bingo automatically says, "Not you, Dad." And Bandit then says, "No, this is your mother." And they have this sort of conversation that happens around Bandit trying to pretend to be his wife for the sake of figuring out whatever Bingo needs. And there's something of that in our gospel reading today. Something of that, where Jesus is talking to his disciples about what it means to follow him. That when they follow him, they'll know his voice. Just like the sheep in the pen that Jesus is talking about, he says, those sheep are going to follow the shepherd. They're going to know the shepherd's voice. The shepherd is actually going to be able to lead them from the front. He's going to be able to call out, and they're going to trail after him. And if it's not the shepherd, they're not going to trail after him because they don't know his voice. They're going to continue to look around for the other familiar things. They're going to be kind of without a shepherd. They're going to scatter. But if they hear their shepherd's voice, they're going to follow that because they know that. Just like Bingo knew the difference between her mom's voice and her dad's voice, just as you probably know the voice of the people that are close to you, if they gave you a call and you didn't have caller ID and they said enough stuff, then you would probably be able to say, "Yeah, I know who this is." And it's that kind of familiarity that we have with God. We have that familiarity with God because we've heard his voice. We've been soaked in hearing his voice. That's the only way that you get to know those voices. A voice that you don't necessarily know is a voice that you don't know because you haven't heard it that much. A voice that you know is a voice that you can detect the weird little idiosyncrasies about that person's voice and how they say certain words, the little bits of accent that are left hanging around, all of those things. And so for us as Christians, that means that we're soaked in the voice of Christ. Of course, we don't know what it's like to actually audibly hear Jesus' voice. We don't know. You know, does he have kind of that stereotypical Israeli accent? You know, do his R's come out of as W's? You know, is that what he sounds like? We don't know. But we know his voice from Scripture. And we know that who God is for us is the God who leads us out of his word. And so, just like you know Psalm 23, like I could probably have you close your eyes when we're reading that, and you probably could at least kind of mangle through a little bit of it, because you know it. You're soaked in it. You understand what that word is, and you know that that's trustworthy, because after all, that's why the sheep follow their shepherd. They follow their shepherd because those sheep know that you can trust who it is that's leading you. Of course, we're not always really good sheep. Sometimes we're sheep that have a little bit of a hearing problem. Sometimes we're sheep that have a little bit of an attitude problem. Sometimes we're sheep who decide that even though we know the voice, that we don't want to follow the voice. There goes our shepherd, but I see some grass over here that looks really good. And when that happens, the shepherd calls out after us. He calls us, and hopefully, eventually, we hear his calling. We repent, we turn around, and we join him up again. And it's that amazing moment in our lives where we actually go, yeah, I know that this is God. I don't know if you've ever caught yourself in a sin, and you've been doing that sin maybe for a while, and everything seems like it's going okay, and then finally you hear something that you recognize is God's voice, and you go, oh yeah, I've been trying to ignore that for a while. But I hear him calling me. And now I'm going to change things up. Now I'm going to try to have that Holy Spirit moment where I'm being turned back to my shepherd. And it's in those moments that we actually see how great it is to have a shepherd. To have somebody who leads us. Who says, this is the way to go. Now sometimes that leading, it looks a little bit funny. Like we all heard that Acts reading together. That Acts reading that a lot of times, you know, we get, especially in our capitalistic economy, we get a little bit sort of worried, just like, hey, Pastor Jay, all of that is just like that old-time Bible-y stuff, right? So we're not supposed to get together and share our resources and pray all of the time and listen to the apostles. That's just what they did back in Acts, right? And there is a certain moment in which we recognize that, okay, yeah, that was like 2,000 years ago. But there's also another thing where we go, well, that is the word. And the word is calling us to come back. And maybe it doesn't look exactly like it looks in Acts 2, but we also have to realize that Acts 2 isn't put there for our ears for no reason at all. That's our shepherd calling. that it's also our shepherd calling, where when we read that reading in 1 Corinthians, that reading makes us a little bit nervous too, where it says, you should suffer like your shepherd suffered. And we go, let's maybe not go there, Jesus. But God calls us into those moments as well. Calls us into those moments, but also promises that he's going to be there with us. That he's going to be there leading us. That he's going to be there calling out for us. That even when we're going through moments of suffering, like finals coming up. That he's not going to leave us on our own. But rather that he's going to be there with us. But the other beautiful thing that happens in this is something that you saw up here in the kids' message. I purposely went to a couple of moms and had them use their voice. And I don't know if you were able to see them, but not only were they able to recognize their parents' voice, but they also lit up a little. And you could see who belonged to who. You could see who the siblings were. And that's sort of like us as well. That as we follow our Lord, we're not just following him. It's not just us and Jesus, but it's us and Jesus. That we're a part of a flock together. That we're a part of Jesus leading us together. And so when we look around, we can look around and we can say, yeah, these are the other people in my flock. Yeah, other people who know Jesus' voice. Other people that have been gathered around his word. Gathered around his body and his blood. Gathered around the baptism that unites us all. Gathered around that thing that animates us. Because after all, that's what happened to those kids' faces. They animated, they lit up. And that's what animates us. That when we hear our Lord's voice in Scripture, that when we hear our Lord's voice in Holy Communion or in baptism, that our faces light up, that we are reanimated by a voice that we know. A voice that we know loves us. A voice that we know died on the cross for us. A voice that we know would do anything for us and has done everything for us so that we can be with him forever. So as you go out into this world, listen for the voice of your shepherd and look around to see all of the other sheep that are reanimated by what he's done for us. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this media from University Lutheran Church and Student Center. To learn more and to get connected to other resources, please visit universitylutheranchurch.org. If you would like to financially support more media from University Lutheran, please visit our website and click the Give Now button, which will enable you to engage in the Christian discipline of giving tithes and offerings to God through his church. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord lift up his face upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.